Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. An investigation into a verbal altercation in Yucca Valley led to the arrest of two people and the seizure of several illegal firearms and tools allegedly used to create ghost guns. Yesterday morning at around 8:20 a.m., county sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a verbal altercation in the 7200 block of Palo Alto Avenue in Yucca Valley. Deputies were told that Letitia Richardson, 25, had brandished a weapon and threatened to kill the victim. When deputies were on the scene, they say Richardson's boyfriend, Quase Thomas, 25, arrived, and since neither of them had a weapon, deputies received a search warrant to search their shared residence. There, deputies report finding 12 firearms, four of which were unserialized, otherwise known as ghost guns. Deputies say three of the firearms were found to be assault weapons, and that they also found materials and tools used to manufacture ghost guns, along with a large quantity of explosives. Letitia Richardson was arrested for investigation into making criminal threats and assault with a deadly weapon. She was booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $50,000 bail. Quase Thomas was arrested for investigation into possession of an assault weapon, manufacturing assault weapons, and possession of a destructive device. He was booked into the West Valley Detention Center and has been released on bail. A hiker injured in the wilderness outside of Morongo Valley was located and airlifted to safety on Monday morning. At around 7:40 a.m. on Monday, an unidentified person hiking the Pacific Crest National Scenic Trail requested assistance for a sprained ankle. The hiker said that they were unable to walk any further and that they were in the wilderness, 20 miles northwest of Morongo Valley. The hiker was able to use their phone to provide coordinates to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office, who dispatched a rescue helicopter to the area. The hiker was located and airlifted to a road where Morongo Basin Ambulance transported them to High Desert Medical Center for treatment. The town of Yucca Valley is moving forward in its quest for a new monument sign. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with that and more from last night's town council meeting.
The Yucca Valley Town Council unanimously approved the location for a new monument sign on the west end of town. The current sign is located on private property. The town has been interested in establishing a new sign on public property as part of its beautification efforts. The new site will be on the southwest corner of the intersection of Highway 62 and Camino del Cielo. This location has a right-hand turn to 29 Palms Highway O South, making it much safer for cars to pull over and photograph than the current sign's location.
Great location, and I look forward to seeing some of the design concepts, and I hope we can get a lot of artist input. We'll take it at this step here and we'll see what happens in the future.
As mentioned by Mayor Robert Lombardo, this project is another opportunity for Yucca Valley to work with resident artists. Town staff will follow up with the next steps, including a public art program, Call for Art. Jessica Rice, a senior management analyst for the town, presented the update on the Mojave Desert and Mountain Recycling Joint Powers Authority. Composed of representatives from municipalities across the county, the authority works to implement standard and resourceful recycling programs. One significant campaign was to help implement SB 1383, or the Organic Recycling Program. Rice noted that compliance has been going well in the town of Yucca Valley. Lastly, the council approved an ordinance that increased the amount the town manager can settle for claims for money or damages from $5,000 to $50,000. The amount had not increased since the town's incorporation in 1991. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
At last night's meeting of the Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees, several students were honored for a variety of achievements. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was in attendance and recaps the meeting for us today.
I'd like to thank everyone who's contributed, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I love this community, I love the Morongo Basin, and I'm hoping that what I do in my college career, I can bring back and help better the community. Thank you.
That was S.E. Davis, recipient of CMC's 2024 Greenleaf Scholarship, recognized at the CMC-MUSD joint meeting yesterday afternoon. The Greenleaf Scholarship is a full-ride scholarship that covers tuition, fees, and living expenses for students during their 2 years at Copper Mountain College, and then through their transfer to a four-year university and completion of their bachelor's degree. Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services Amy Woods gave updates on early college and dual enrollment for MUSD seniors going to CMC, both which have seen recent substantial growth. Enrollment and Outreach Counselor Chloe Letson Wahlberg and Vice President of Student Services Jay Kwan updated attendees on the RISE program, which invests in students by bringing a higher quality of education and comprehensive matriculation services for high school seniors, while creating partnership and communication between districts. The RISE program currently has a registration conversion percentage of 86%. For the regular 6 p.m. MUSD meeting, Woods continued the night's high volume of recognition. Spotlights included culinary student teams from Yucca Valley High and 29 Palms High, who competed in the first annual Chopped competition in Rialto on March 6. 29 Palms High won third place overall for main dish, and Yucca Valley High won first place for best main dish, winning them both a trophy from Chopped. Next, valedictorians and salutatorians from Yucca Valley High and 29 Palms High were recognized. Before the most unexpected recognition of the night, Onaga Elementary third grader Penelope Penny Lopez wrote a book called Wolf Claw and is now a published author, thanks to the assistance of Amy Woods and various MUSD staff who pressed various copies of the book in the MUSD office. Lopez spent the next 5 minutes reading the book to the board and attendees to a rousing applause.
I was human, but one night I was going to the museum. Then a bat swooped down and bit me on the neck. Then a vampire was right there. 3 months to save me and said bite him. So I did, and I was a vampire ever since. No, be helpful. The end.
During representative reports, Classified Representative Mary Dean thanked the board for MUSD's negotiations securing more hours for classified staff, stating that, quote, while there's still a long way to go, it's a step in the right direction, unquote. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The 29 Palms Planning Commission met last night to host 3 public hearings and dig deeper into aspects of the development code. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
Last night, the 29 Palms Planning Commission hosted 3 public hearings, mostly relating to development code updates. But first, the commission touched on changes to the general plan, namely the addition of the equity and social justice element. There was a question about a citywide wastewater treatment plant, and it was noted that the plant is still under long-term consideration and that a groundwater study is underway. The next hearing concerned changes to the Dedications and Improvement Development Code, mainly removing the term waived, as there is no allowance in the code for waiving of requirements, and making the language for required improvements consistent for all zones. The final hearing featured hearty discussions on proposed wall and fence heights, curb and gutter requirements, and boat and RV storage. Ultimately, there were numerous proposed changes to specific development codes. The commission did not formally approve the changes and language clarifications last night, giving staff time to incorporate them into the code. Commission will review these changes at the May 21st meeting. For more detailed info, look for this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Tonight, the Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors will hold their regular 6 p.m. meeting at Covington Park's multipurpose room. They'll have a special meeting this Sunday for a budget workshop. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart takes a look at both of the meeting's agendas.
Addressing ongoing budget issues, the board will discuss preliminary budget options, including a payroll deduction plan for the district staff, and how to proceed with 2 unauthorized invoices coming in after the district's spending freeze. The board will discuss and review updating the district's facility rental agreement to allow staff to secure deposits with credit card information. The board will also discuss whether to continue their recent meet and greets, where board members have been making appearances in various local establishments to answer questions for the public. In continued business, Vice President Watts will be presenting further information on the district pursuing a campaign with Give Butter, a free fundraising platform they'd utilize to alleviate budget imbalance. The board will also be holding a special meeting this Sunday at 8 a.m. for a budget workshop open to the public. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
And finally, free food packages will be distributed tomorrow by the Community Action Partnership of San Bernardino County. Families and individuals are invited to get free food from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Yucca Valley Senior Center, located at 57088 29 Palms Highway, and from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Calvary Road Fellowship Church, located at 11518 Elbow Road in Morongo Valley. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.